We're learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, v'chimi achar di toisiv Rava Bar Eloi. Since Rava Bar Eloi was upgeslogged and we could kasher a tanner, so now I'm going to go back to Pesach. And the rest of the Amud is going to talk about kashering. This is the sugis of Simon Tof Nun Aleph in Arachayim, which is all about Hagolas Kalim. This Omer is a whole daf of Hagolas Kalim. All of you know Ravashi. If Rabbi Eloi got off Kushlokim, said he could kasher a tanner, and my kama Rav, even though a tanner is made out of earthenware, it's cheras. So my kama Rav kederos bepesach shemeru. Why did Rav say you have to break the kederos? Why? Because you can't kasher them. What's the big deal? Kasher them. We just said you kasher a tanner, you kasher a kederos, you kasher cheras. You always assume you can't kasher earthenware. Because you can't do agala. If you put it into a boiling pot of water, it's going to just disintegrate. So, but here you have eitza. Warm it up, just like by a tanner. Cook it up. What? No, the brisa says. The brisa is Rava can argue because a brisa. We just slugged up Rava from a brisa. We just slugged up Rava Bar Eloi from a brisa. The brisa is king. You want to say Rav Tana Pollock. A lot of times you have Rav Tana Pollock. That's a kasha. Yeah. Mar has better tarets. It's a good kasha, but better tarets. Omalei, Hossam. Tanner shall matris. Hocha begedera shall cheres. The answer is like this. That there, we're talking about a metal oven. We're not talking about an earthenware oven. You're right. An earthenware oven can't be kashered. We're talking about there, a metal oven. And here, gedera shall cheres. That's one teretz. The boy is saying, hova shall cheres. They're both talking about earthenware. Why one can kasher, one can't kasher. Zeh hasikam b'fnim, zeh hasikam b'chutz. The only time it gets kashered, only if you put the fire in the inside. By a tanner, when you refuel it, what you do is the fire is in the inside of the tanner. So the whole thing is very, very hot. Because why? Because it's closed in and the fire is inside, and imagine how hot it gets. Mashenke in the kedera, we were thinking that you're going to kasher it by putting the kedera on top of the stovetop and put the fire on. That's going to kasher it. It doesn't get so hot. Since there's air on the outside of the pot, there's not going to get kashered. So I can ask you, put it inside. That's the question, right? Rabbi Eloi talking about a tanner also. A tanner is always on the inside. Always on the inside. Tanner always put the fire on the inside, huh? In more than what? Oh, Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi, I guess. Right, he could have answered that he's only talking about it. I guess the stomach, he said, Hutanuro, the only thing he says is Asala Oilam. I guess, if you learn like that, he could have answered that. I guess we knew he was going across the board and every single thing. Hey, it's a good question. Well, I can say he's talking about a matras, yeah. So Baba is saying, "Mahalav shel charis." Zasing b'fnim, zasing b'chutz. V'chitem ha'kenami lev le'asak b'fnim. Here also, what's the big deal? Take this pot and put it into the oven, and this way it'll have asak b'fnim. Or more than that, put the fire inside the pot. Put the fire inside the pot. And my answer is, "Chayis alom shemafka." You will be worried about it because it'll make crack. And we Rashi learns like this: even if I tell you allowed to do that, but then people are going to say, "Oh, you allowed to kasher earthenware pots." And they're going to say, okay, a lot of kasher. But they're going to say, I don't want to kasher it in the inside because it's in a crack. So they're going to kasher it on the outside and that doesn't work. So therefore, you make zero across the board, you can't kasher kederis that are made of cheres. So the more hilkah, the few are coming out, high buchya, that is certain like tiles made out of earthenware, and they used to put the food on top of it and cook the food with it. It was like a tray. Hasikah mevachot to ba'asa. Since the way you cook with it is from the outside, so it's also you can't kasher it. But the malya gumri, if you fill it up with coals, shapa dami, it's good. And because this type of thing, a bukhi, people weren't so makbid on it, were very cheap. And they weren't so makbid on it, the day of taka, you could kasher these earthenware kalim, these plates, these trays, because you're not so makbid on it. You're going to ask me, Tosis really asked on next Gemara, you're going to tell me, the Torah says that kli cheres has to be broken, as the Torah says this. Says that the kli cheres in the Beis Hamikdash had to be broken if it had noiser in it because nobody kasher. What do you mean? You could kasher it. So Tosis is one of the Tzavos says ein chanami, you could kasher it, but that's not called kashering it. That's not called making a new keli. When you put it back into the kifshoin, you put it back into the furnace and you redo it. It's like making a new kli cheres. That's what it's like. It gets so hot, it's like making a new kli cheres, and it's not a kasher on that. But what's coming out of here is that it is possible to do hagala on kli cheres. Not called hagala because hagala is with water. It's putting it back into a furnace and baking it up. That's the way you could do on a kli cheres. You could do make kasher it. We have knives on Pesach. How do you kasher it? I buy new ones for Pesach. I buy new knives for Pesach. She says, good, you Rav Ashi, who you're rich, you could afford new knives. The Efshalei, good. Rashi says, Efshalei, shall you usher at that? He was an usher. You're an usher. So you could afford new knives every Pesach, or put away for Pesach. The loy Efshalei, someone doesn't have new knives, my, what should he do? Amalei, I know, ain't chad to come here. I never say I get new ones. I make it like new. What I do, katayu betina, uperzalayu benuro. What I do is, the knife, the blade is made out of metal, and the handle is made out of like a marble or a wood. So what they do is they cover with cement the handle, and they put the blade into the fire, into the flame, do libur on it, and then they have to also kasher the handle. Then they kasher the handle with boiling hot water, because they held that since a lot of times they stick the knife into the pashtida, which is a chum stick of dish, while it's on the fire, and you stick it's on the fire, it's in the oven, there's no water involved, and you stick the blade in, so now it needs libun, because the halacha is kebayla kach paltoi. When the way something became osur, it has to be kasher that way. And since it became osur ayde esh, ayde fire, so it has to be kashered, the blade has to be kashered ayde fire. So the blade is thrown in there. Now, the handle also got sometimes chametz stick, but from going into a pot, whatever it is, so that is enough for agala. And they covered it just to protect it, so it shouldn't get burnt. The handle they covered, and they put the blade in, and that's how they kashered it. But the Gemara says, v'hilchasa, you don't need that much. Both of them is enough to cook it up, to make agala with boiling hot water and a kli rishon. Now it's mashma, kli rishon means even off the fire. It doesn't have to be on the fire even. It's enough to do agal like that. And one more Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, eats parer, a mixing spoon, magila b'reischem, over kli rishon. You also just have to do hagala with hot water in a kli rishon, because you use it off the fire, and therefore kabbalah kapalta, since you only use it in a kli rishon, you only have to kasher with a kli rishon. This is a klal through Siman Tov and Aleph. You only have to kasher a thing the way you use it. So the question is, so by a knife, why takatol in your libum? Why is it enough to just do bereischem? That's the question. Why is it enough? So Tosfos speaks about it, and Tosfos says that there's a difference in a teira bala and a sura bala. If something becomes usur, that means if you stuck a knife into a shtik nevela, no question about it, you need libun on it. You need libun, you have to put it into, you have to take a blowtorch and put it into the fire. That's what you have to do. Chametz is something that's a teira bala. When the chametz went into this knife before Pesach, it was mutter at that time. It's becoming usur on Pesach. That's more kuladik, and there we allow hagala. That is Tosfos pshat. Other rishonim say different pshat. That you go with a roiv tashmishay. Halach is by kashering, even if once in a while it goes to libum, you go with a roiv tashmishay. The roiv, the majority of uses. And since the majority of uses is the kli rishon, you can use a gal kli rishon. The mindset that's brought down both days in the Mishnah Berurah, both pshatim. The mindset of Mishnah Berurah says that if you can, you should buy new knives. And Lachari comes to this Gemara where you see that if someone could afford it, they should have new knives. And that's why the minhag ha'olam is, most people try to get, when it's not the expensive stuff, they try to get new things for Pesach. Where does it come from? It's a waste of money. Just do agala. It comes from this Gemara. They see that lechatchila, if you can afford it, you should get new utensils for Pesach. But there's certain things that are hard to get. Let's say someone has bechers, you have to get new bechers. Crystal bechers are not chametz, that's number one. And number two, it's expensive. You know, new bechers for Pesach, just kasher. So that's why you have to know. Don't think, you have to buy everything new. You don't have to buy everything new. Like, the hagala is a very good thing. The Gemara says you can do hagala. Just means that something that are easy to do and cheap, you can get new ones. So, Gemara Vaita, Boi Minei Ameimar Meameimar. They asked the Meimar, Hani Manya de Kunya. These pots that are made out of kunya. What's kunya? Kunya is something made out of earthenware, but it has a coating of lead. Lead is like a metal. In halacha, it's considered one of the metals. It needs tefillah, it's in the pasuk. And one of the things that needs tefillah, it's called aferis, and aram is called avar. So lead, it was covered lead inside. And the question is, could you kasher it? We said that cheres, you can't do hagala on cheres. Why not? Because the Torah says that Hagala will not extract the blias, the taste, from the walls of a Kli Charis. But this has kunya. So Shaul, when I cook inside it, does it go through the lead into the Charis or not? That's the question. So let's read it inside now. Hani manya de kunya, malos to musve pascha. Could you use it on Pesach? Eureka, if the earthenware is the type of earthenware called Eureka, it's green earth, as alom in it, that is very strong, and that's beleya, that swallows up taste, even through the walls, even through the lead. That's not a shayla, that's a problem. Eureka lo sivayolok devadei asiri, that sure is asr, and you can't do agala, so it's asr to use on Pesach. Kisivayolok uchmi v'chiyuri, black and white earthenware. The earth that's black or white, or it means like whitish earth, doesn't mean mamash white earth, but whitish earth. My. Ve'echid isbeka tufni, if it has cracks in it, if this pot has cracks in it, so then it's pashut, it goes through it. He said, boy, like a shi, it's very smooth. Smooth lead, you covered it very well on the inside, you had a coating of very smooth lead. Does it go through or not? That was the question. Amalei, it does go through. Chazir, with me, I see, you see, that outside is condensation outside the pot when they cook. So you see, obviously, there is liquid going through the walls. Chazir, with me, I see. I'm a Bali Vasiri. Va'atari yid al klicheres, and yet today, and the Torah was made on a klicheres that does not come out of the walls, la'olam. So therefore, he says that you can't kasher those kelim. You can't kasher those kelim. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So we said before, that's the Tosfos discusses, that if you put it into a furnace, it really does work, but that's a whole different thing. It's like making a new keli there. U'mayishol inyay nesach, why is chametz different than inyay nesach? We're saying by chametz here, a chametz stick of klicheres cannot be used on Pesach in any shape, way, or form. Eileen inyay nesach, darsh bereba, mani de kunya, bein uchma, bein chiyur, bein yoroik. No matter what type of mani de kunya, these earthenware kalium that are coated with lead, shari, it's mutter to use. And it's mutter to use a day, something called milu v'iru. You fill it up three times and you empty it, and that's enough of a hadacha of a washing to use it, even though it was used for yayin nesach, it was used for stam yenem, it was barrels used, it was sherry cask used for yayin nesach, you could put in the water three times and it takes it out. So why is it different than chametz? Chitam yayin nesach der rabbanon chametz der rice. No, but kol tikkur rabbanon gein rice tikkur. Anytime rabbanon made at the kana, they made like at the rice. So why do they allow you to use these barrels yayin nesach with the kasherin? Amalei answers that has been chametz pashut by chametz. Use it idei hot. When you use it idei hot, the taste gets into the walls very stark. You can't get it out. But that has used idei tzayin, and this used with cold water. And echnami, you need milu v'iru. Why? Because even you use it for cold, not water, cold yayin, it still goes in a little bit. Something called kavash, it sits in there, it goes in. But that, you could get it out with the milu v'iru. You could fill it off three times and wash it that way. It'll take out the bleas. Mashe enke chomash, it comes in with hot, that you won't be able to take out. You know, so some chacham was saying, oh, the sherry cask is a mutter. No, they don't do it. They don't do this with milu v'iru. So that's why I'm not. They don't clean it out. They want the taste. They don't clean it out. So that's not shaychus. Of course, that would be the same problem there because they stole yayin esr. They didn't clean it out. It's still stam yayinim there. They go to the other shaychus. They talk about the other questions of the Pesach Mamat. I'm not saying that's also a mutter. I'm just saying that it doesn't do with this Gemara. This Gemara is a case where you're cleaning out the barrel. And that's why it's just saying you could clean out the barrel. You don't have to break it up. Why? Because it's shayinim. It's used with cold, not with hot. Omer Rava ba'Ava, Omer Rav Chia ba'Ashi, Omer Shmuel, Kol HaKelim Shastam Shavim Chametz B'Tzoinein. Any keli you only use with cold, let's say you have a bread drawer, you only use it for cold, all you have to do is clean it out, vacuum it out very, very well without having a mashu there, and then Shastam Shavim Matzah, you use matzah, and there's no problem of bleas there. But there is an exception to this rule. Chutz and Beis Sa'ar. Beis Sa'ar was this little basket that they soaked the yeast in it. And sometimes it sits there the whole day. So in the walls, it gets a certain sharp taste of yeast in there. The walls have a sharp taste in it, and it's possible to give off taste, even though it's used for cold. Others say pshat is that if you allow you to use it with cold, you might use it with hot, and since it's very chametz thick, it's going to make things chametz. Or others say just kneading dough in it might cause it to become chametz, because it's such a strong taste of chametz in there. Similar case, I'm going to ask you, a base charoisis can base R, shechemus yikosh dami. A base charoisis has the same din as a base R. Base charoisis is a keli that they put the vinegar in it. Vinegar is chametz, they're talking about vinegar that is chametz, talking about that type of vinegar that they put in with flour and different type of things in this thing with vinegar, and they use it as a dip over the year. So you have this keli, this little utensil that has in it a sharp dip made out of vinegar and flour all year round, even though it's cold, but it gets a very strong taste, and you're not allowed to use that on Pesach. Amar Rava, Hani Agni de Mechuzah, these little kelim, these bowls in Mechuzah, however, Tadiru the Melech Puchamiro, Umashbe Chamiro, since they use it for dough, it's like a kneading bowl, and they keep the dough there overnight sometimes. Umashbe Chamiro, Kebeis Sar, it's like Beis Sar, it's like a yeast basket, Shechamuzi Kasha, that's very chametzik, dummy. Pshita, Pasha, that's what it is. Maltema, keeping the Ravicha, since it's a very big bowl, Shalt Boavira, the Avi gets in it, and it's not a problem, like Bali, doesn't taste so much. Kamash law, no. Kamash law still has a problem of chametz. Adkan, the sugya of Hagolos Kalim, and the Iki Yisoides Kabbalah Kachpalta, and we also spoke about Rav Tashmisha, Yatariabala, different ideas. Met Shem, the Emlurin's Tafran Aleph. But Ian, they'll have these ideas, they have his Ahmed, Met Hashem.